I can be your lover. No, let's just keep it honest with each other. I'll be happy for you when you find another. We ain't good, but we still good.
All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's Bryce.
And Taylor.
And we're here with the B&T True Crime Show on a Tuesday morning. It's got cold, which, hallelujah.
Thanks.
I went outside last night at work and I was like, oh my God, it feels amazing outside.
It's raining so much and I'm
so
happy.
I love when it rains because I sleep better when it rains. Same. And like, I don't know why, but I got like, I don't know, probably like 9 or 10 hours of sleep last night. Mm. Usually it's like 6 hours, but yeah. So how was your weekend?
It was actually really good. I got my first tattoo.
Ooh.
And then I spent the night at my god sister's house.
Ooh. That's fun. Yeah. Well, what did I do this weekend? Oh, I wasn't at school on Friday because I was running around Indianapolis trying to get things ready for Saturday. And then Saturday I had my sister's baby shower. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday I worked. And then Monday came to school. And yesterday was anything but the backpack day, and Tanner still wore her backpack. Yeah. You know, I was so mad about the amount of people that still wore backpacks to school. Like, it irritated me generally. Like,
bro, somebody literally brought a locker to school in a cart.
No, someone literally brought their grandma's motorized scooter and was whipping it into their math class. Like, what?
It was your math class. It was?
Yeah. Isn't your math class, like, an A-hole? No. Or double A-hole?
My math class is an X-hole.
Oh, I keep thinking you have this one math teacher. But okay, whatever. So, as we know, it is September 24th.
Whoa.
And next week is going to be what?
October spooky season.
Spooky.
Spooky.
So, to get us in the spooky mood... Well, our original plan today was to do like a, what was it? Like a Goosebumps theme?
Yeah, but we didn't really know how to go around that. It was like a cool idea
to think of. Like, I was like, and then we really like got into the production stage of it and we're like,
how are we going to do this?
And then I started watching videos of it. I'm like, what in the world?
Goosebumps shows are good. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not saying they're not good, but like.
I don't know how we would incorporate that into talking, though.
I don't know either. So, I just work here.
Literally.
But, is there anything you want to tell the listeners before we get started with today's agenda?
I don't think so.
Well, Alumni Day is coming up I think it's next, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, I believe. Let me check the calendar.
Yeah, because I don't think...
Because October the 5th is coming up pretty soon. Google calendar. So it will be not this Saturday, but next Saturday. So WBDG 90.9 Alumni Day is next Saturday, October the 5th, from 9 a.m. in the morning to 10 p.m. at night. So tune in and listen to our alumni coming back on the air.
Woohoo! It's
very exciting. I'll be here from 5:30 to 10. So
Will I be here?
I don't know. Will you?
Probably not.
Okay. but looking forward, we're planning a lot of fun things to get us in the mood for the spooky season. So we're also going to have some we're going to have some guests come on. Mm-hmm. I keep getting those words mixed up for some reason. But
I'm the host.
And I'm the host. Backtrack. In the first of the year, no. Backtrack to last year. Mm-hmm. Tanner, when me and Tanner were in the other radio class, we would do, Tanner would be the host and I would be the co-host because I would be always scared of doing the board. And I was like, so we have a radio show this year. And so do you want to do it? And she's like, and then it got to the day of our first episode. And what was the first episode? The duck boat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first episode. And she's like, yeah, see, I'm not doing the hosting anymore. You can do the host. I remember that conversation very, like, it was not it.
I mean, maybe one day I'll surprise you and just, go back there and do it. I don't know, maybe. Maybe on opposite day. Who knows?
We don't even have an opposite day.
I can make one.
Oh, can you?
Yep.
You didn't dress up as a group today?
Because none of my groups wanted to do anything. They said, let's do it. And then they never gave ideas.
It's homecoming.
You didn't either.
It's homecoming week at Ben Davis, so we've had our spirit week so far. I participated in 1 out of 2 days. What's tomorrow, beach day?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to wear. I'm not wearing beach attire.
Where's your swim trunks, a towel, and a leg?
I'm going to wear some sandals.
You always wear sandals.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I wear clogs. Two different things. And then Thursdays.
Barking stocks.
Barking stocks. But Thursday's like, dressed like a kindergartner. I'm so excited for that one.
I'm gonna be so.
I'm gonna find my old backpack. I'm pretty sure I have my old backpack. I probably do.
If my sister didn't have to go to school, I would still use her book bag.
But looking forward to like the month of October, next week we're gonna have one crime case about the state of Indiana. We're gonna have a crime case about it, and then the following 3 weeks, we're going to be talking about 3 different movies, so that'll be fun.
Look forward to that. Yeah,
that's when we're going to have guest stars on the show. And then 2 days before Halloween actually is, we're going to have our Halloween special edition episode. And it's going to be about what we got planned, and we're going to do some more trivia, and we're going to do a party planning contest on air. So
okay.
I got to get that ready for when that happens. Well, I guess we can go ahead and get started.
Yes.
Tanner's like, come on, let's get started.
I'm excited.
Well, me too, but like, I don't know. We just had to get a few things rolling, you know.
Facts.
Right. Okay, so we're doing a pre-spoke season quiz.
Ooh, pre-spoke season.
So I have gathered a list of 52 questions for Tanner.
Wow. Thanks.
Do you think you can get them all?
Probably not.
What, give me a guesstimate of what you think you're going to be able to do.
Maybe like a little over 50%.
I give you that you'll get 30 out of 52.
Okay. I like that.
A half is 26, so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Number one. Oh, also, I'm going to give you either 4 or 3 options, and I'll label them like A, B, C.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, they're being so loud out there. But anyways, number one, which film does the doll Annabelle make her debut in? Is it A, The Conjuring? Ooh, I said that really weird. B, Insidious. C, Scream. Or D, Chucky?
I mean, it would make sense being Chucky because she's a doll. But honestly, I feel like The Conjuring?
Are you liking that answer?
I don't know. I'm scared. I don't know why.
And you would be right. Can you highlight it on yours?
So yeah.
I know that you got it right. Okay. Number two. Who plays Pennywise in 2017's version of It? Is it Liam Hemsworth?
I'm looking.
Oh. Liam Hemsworth?
Okay.
Chris Hemsworth? I don't know what. Who's Hemsworth?
I don't know. Are they brothers?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. Or maybe dad and son. Oh. Pennywise or okay. Bill Skarsgård?
Well, definitely not Pennywise because Pennywise is Pennywise. I'm going to go with Bill Skarsgård.
Are you locking that in?
Yes.
And you would be right again.
I'm so smart.
Okay. Number three, passengers must survive what kind of outbreak in the train to Busan? Is it A, a zombie outbreak? B, a ghost attack? Three. Okay, I'll say 1, 2, 3. 3, witch attacks, or 4, vampire outbreak?
Okay, so I've never watched that.
I've never watched half these movies, but if we're being
honest. I know some of them, and then I've watched some of them, but the other half, never seen. The one that makes the most sense is a zombie outbreak, so I'm going to go with that.
And you would be?
Correct.
There you go. Got
yep.
it. Oh, she's 3 for 3.
3 for 3.
In the movie Megan, what is Megan? Is she a ghost, a child, an AI doll, or a zombie?
An AI doll.
And you got that one right as well. Number 5. Which movie uses the phrase, "Do you like scary movies?" come from? is it I Know You What You Did Last Summer, Scream, The Exorcist, or Get Out?
Scream.
And you got that one right as well. Look at you, 5 for 5.
You see, I know my movies. Bryce, okay. You're the one that doesn't watch movies. I don't know why you ask me the questions.
Please. Well, maybe we can... Well, no.
You know the answers.
Yeah, I literally did all this. But it's okay. Okay, number 6. Okay. How many times can someone say Candyman to summon him?
Candyman.
Is it 1, 3, 5, or 10?
I'm going to go with 3.
And you would be incorrect. It was 5.
Really?
It was.
Really? Beetlejuice is 3.
I know. But I asked people at work last night that same question, and they're like, oh, it's 3. I said, no, it's not. It literally, if you're thinking about Beetlejuice, it is. But no, it's not.
I feel like it makes the most sense to only say it 3 times. Candyman. And then 2 more times.
Let me check.
Let me double check. How many times does...
Okay, it is 5.
Oh.
Huh. I remember watching the Candyman movie.
I haven't watched it in a minute. It was good.
It was good.
I think it was, like, scary.
So, I guess that one's incorrect. And, okay. What is Gail Weathers' career in the Scream franchise? Mm. Is it a journalist, a police officer, a student, or a photographer?
See, I know movies, but I don't know the actors. So, I'm going to go with a photographer. It's wrong.
And you would be incorrect.
Yeah.
It was journalist.
I second guess myself.
Okay. Number 8. Which scary movie was shot completely with a handheld camera? Was it the movie Saw, Scream, the Blair Witch Project, or The Exorcist?
It definitely wasn't Saw or Scream, so it's between the Blair Witch Project and the Exorcist.
Oh.
I'm going to go with the Blair Witch Project.
And you would be correct. Number 9. What holiday does the movie Krampus take place during? Is it Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving, or Labor Day?
Christmas. No?
Correct.
Oh, you scared me for a second. I was like, I know I'm right.
Number 10, Ethan Hawke has starred in all of these movies except which one? Is it except The Purge, except The Black Phone, except Sinister, or except Us?
I'm going to say Us.
And you would be correct.
Yes. Can we just talk about the movie Us for a second? I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen
it? No. Let me check.
You should watch it. It's so good. I don't think they're coming out with a second one.
In 2019...
Yeah, the thing is, when it came out, me and my mom went to movie theaters to see it, and there was literally no one in the movie theaters with us.
Oh.
So we got to see it all by ourselves. It was really good.
That's good. Okay. But go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Okay. Well, I'm going to check it out. Because from the first few lines, it seemed really good.
Yeah.
Number 11. This one's obvious. What is the last name of the sisters in Hocus Pocus? Is it Smith, Jackson, Samson, or Sanderson?
Sanderson. I had to think of it for a second. The Sanderson sisters.
Angie would be correct.
Yup.
Took me a minute. I was drinking a drink. Thanks. Number 12. Who directed A Nightmare Before Christmas? Was it Clint Eastwood, Tim Burton, Henry Selick, or Peter Jackson?
I know Tim Burton created it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he directed it. So it was either between Clint Eastwood or Tim Burton.
There's two other options on the next page.
I know, I see that.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to go with Tim Burton.
And you would be incorrect. It was Henry Selick.
Where do you see Henry Selick?
It's on the bottom of the page.
This is Peter Jackson.
Oh, wait. There's supposed to be another one. It was... Because they put the wrong name on there. It's okay. Okay, next. That should be like the only other question that's wrong. Who is not a member of the Addams Family? Pugsley, Cousin It, Jack, or Wednesday?
Jack.
And you would be correct.
Huh. They're coming out with the second season of Wednesday, and I'm excited.
Did you watch the first one?
Mm-hmm.
I've never watched the first one.
That's good.
Okay, number 14. How do you call Beetlejuice? Is it, do you say his name three times? A seance? Do you call him a taxi or smoke signals?
Smoke signals and calling him a taxi. But we literally just talked about this. Saying his name three times.
And you would be correct. Okay, this one, you might know this, but you might not.
Mm-hmm.
Who wrote the classic horror novel It?
Oh.
Was it Anne Rice, Stephen King, or Clive Barker?
Stephen King? I know he wrote Carrie.
You got it correct?
Yes.
What is the name of Gomez and Morticia's mustachioed baby in the Addams Family Values? Is it Pugsley, Plutarch, or Pubert?
Pugsley.
You would be incorrect.
It's Plutarch?
It's Pubert.
What?
I don't know.
But Morticia from Addams Family? Pugsley?
Let me check real quick.
Oh, the baby.
Yes.
Oh.
It says Pubert.
Next,
which actress made her film debut in Halloween 1978? Was it Jamie Lee Curtis, Michelle Pfeiffer, or Jodie Foster?
I don't know any of these people, so I'm just gonna go with Jodie Foster.
And you would be incorrect. It was Jamie Lee Curtis.
Well,
sorry. Who plays Beetlejuice in the 1988 film? Is it Jim Carrey, Jeff Goldblum, or Michael Keaton?
Definitely wasn't Jim Carrey. Let me think.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Really? That is so unnecessary.
He.
I'm going to go with Michael Keaton.
And you would go with the right answer.
Woohoo.
Who voiced Emily in the 2005 film Corpse Bride? Was it Winona Ryder, Helena Bonham Carter, or Anne Hathaway?
You knew I would get this.
I knew it.
Miss Helena Bonham Carter.
You said that and you got it wrong.
I did?
Yeah.
Who did it?
Winona Ryder.
There's no way.
There is
way. There is no way. She literally... So then who does she play in there? Because she's in there. Wow, that's so
amazing. Oh, wait, it was.
See?
Okay, sorry. Give you that answer. Okay, but to be fair.
You've never watched it. That's why.
I'm going to watch it then.
I want to ask you questions. Turn your Chromebook away. I'm going to pick a random one. Okay? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Let's see, let's see, let's see. I ask the questions now.
Do one we haven't done yet.
No, I'm going to do one that I answered to.
Oh, okay.
In the Big Bang Theory, which of Sheldon's friends dresses up as him one Halloween? A. Howard. B. Leonard. C. Raj.
It was Howard.
I don't know the answer. Here, hold on. It was a smart idea, but then I realized I don't have the answer.
What number is it?
It is number 37. I looked it up and it said Leonard.
It was Howard.
Oh, you said Howard. Period.
Guess you got it right.
So then why is Google wrong?
I don't know, but I'm right.
Okay, give me your Chromebook.
So
I can give you the... Okay.
Wow, okay.
Wow. Ooh. Sorry, guys. Okay, I'm not going to look so I don't get a random one. In Modern Family, who is the family's avid Halloween lover?
Oh, is that? Yeah, okay.
Let me say the answers. Gloria.
Nope.
Claire.
Nope.
Or Mitchell?
Mitchell.
Ah.
Are you serious? Yeah. Who was it?
Claire.
Who's Claire? Again.
Isn't that,
I thought it was Mitchell, though. I'm very mad about that.
Nope. Okay, you ready for another one?
Sure.
Okay. In Disneyland, where can you find 300 plus different pumpkins? A, in Cinderella's Castle. B, on Main Street, USA. or C, New Orleans Square?
I'm going to go with Main Street, USA.
Correct. Oh. Ding, 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 ding.
Look at that.
Okay. Let's see, let's see, let's see. Who wrote the classic horror novel Frankenstein?
Ooh.
A, Mary Shelley. B, Mary Curry. Or C, Edith Clarke?
I'm going to go with C, Edith Clarke.
It's Mary Shelley.
I was going to say, because it cannot be Mary Curry.
If you guys are just joining in, this is WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, Indiana's Giant 90.9, your station for variety.
And it's Bryce.
And Tanner.
And this is BNC True Crime Show, and we are doing some pre-spooky season trivia. So, and the tables have turned because Tanner is now doing the questions, and I'm now answering, and I have, like, nothing.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Are you ready for more?
Sure.
Let's see, let's see, let's see. Okay.
Oh.
Stop saying. Ooh.
Sorry. Okay.
Which Shakespeare play features the double double toil and trouble rhyme? A.
Double double toil and trouble. Go ahead.
Sorry. What in the world is that?
Double double toil and trouble. Okay.
I don't know how to say it, but it's Othello, I think.
Okay.
Macbeth or Hamlet?
Ooh, Macbeth.
Correct.
See, I'm not a big Shakespeare lover, but I know me some Shakespeare.
Yeah. Well, I got really close. Okay. Next, what root vegetable was traditionally used to carve jack-o'-lanterns? A, a turnip. B, a jimica.
Himica?
Oh.
Himica?
Himica? J I.
Yeah, it's Himica. Himica.
Hanukkah. Or a sweet potato.
I'm going to say, turn up for what?
I am so dead.
But then I did it right?
Yes.
Of course.
You are correct.
I think the apple's rotten. What do they call?
What in the world? Okay. Oh, that you're going to get that one. Oh, wait. Those are good answers, though. What is the most disliked Halloween candy in America?
Oh, my gosh.
Black licorice.
Oh, easily.
Tootsie Rolls.
Who doesn't like Tootsie Rolls?
Tootsie Rolls are actually really good. I don't know why they're doing that. Or candy corn.
You know, I have an unpopular opinion. Candy corn is so good.
I love candy corn.
I like candy corn and those little pumpkins.
I don't like those pumpkins.
Those little pumpkins are so good. I'm going to stick the answer with black licorice because nobody likes it. It's literally rubber tires.
Yeah, I don't like black licorice, but you are incorrect.
Wait, can I guess which one it was?
Mm-hmm.
Was it candy corn?
Yep.
Are you serious? People like black licorice over candy corn?
I know. Like
black licorice is literally tires.
Literally. It's so gross.
Like it just... you're literally just... what's it called? Gnawing on it like a dog or something.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like... ugh.
It's like a chew toy.
Literally,
or like a teething
literally,
toy.
Literally, it's like a teething toy. But no, you want the black licorice. You want a teething toy.
Literally, black licorice over candy corn.
It is crazy. Because, I mean, I understand candy corn, but like...
it's like still
it's
good.
Better
it
than
has
black
flavor.
Licorice.
Other than black licorice has zero flavor.
Oh, okay. Or like Twizzlers, but not Twizzlers. The red vines.
Yo,
I can't stand those.
I don't
those.
Like red vines, but Twizzlers, they aren't half bad. I can
do you like by. Do you like regular Twizzlers or the filled ones, like the twisted ones? I do.
Whoa.
The twisted ones I do not like. Like they.
I don't
not
think
enjoyable.
I've ever had the twisted ones.
Don't try them.
Okay, I won't. I don't really buy Twizzlers unless it's for my friend because she loves Twizzlers.
Popular opinion. What's your favorite kind of candy?
My favorite.
I would have to go with, like, Sour Patch Kids or peach rings. I love me some good peach rings.
I do love some peach rings. But I can't always eat something sour. If I had to really choose, it'd be something chocolatey. Oh. Sorry. Moment break.
Sorry, I had to plug the fan in. It's really hot.
It is really hot.
I don't know why I decided to wear pants this cold today.
You wore sweatpants.
Do you hear it in the background? It's so loud.
A little. It's okay, though.
Okay. Well, we're just going to...
Either die of heat stroke or hear a fan.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to keep rolling. Keep on
rolling, rolling. Okay. Sorry, guys. What's your favorite candy, though?
Ooh. I just said Sour Patch Kids. The Sour Patch Kids are so good. I don't care. Sour Patch Watermelon.
Ooh. You know what I like? Sour candy that I like? The Sour Skittles.
Those are... No. Okay. Best kind of Skittles. The red bad or the purple ones? Purple.
Purple.
Okay.
The red ones are just so original. And, like, you get tired of it. And they all taste the same. But with the purple bag, that's where it's at.
What's next?
Okay. Back on track. Ooh, that was a lot. Back on track, guys. Okay. Okay. What did Mike, Will, Lucas, and Dustin in Stranger Things dress up for Halloween? Ooh. A. Mystery Incorporated. B. The Ghostbusters. Or C. Game of Thrones.
Ghostbusters.
Correct. Ooh. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
We were on two different parts of the song. Okay. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Next.
Okay.
Next. Okay.
They have that song on here. Okay.
They do?
Yeah.
Nice. We should play that.
I don't know. Okay, well, we're going to make a decision.
We have two options. We can play Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Yes, we can. Okay, but we're going to...
Rolling. What iconic accessory did Michael Jackson wear in the Thriller music video?
In the Thriller music video. That's like cigar.
Stop. In the music video. A single white glove. B, a red leather jacket, or D, how did I go from B to D? C, a black fedora.
What's a fedora? What is a fedora? I'm sorry.
Not like a top hat, but like...
Okay, which one did he not wear, or did he wear?
Which one did he wear?
Well, he wore the red coat.
Uh-huh.
But he wore two gloves, I'm pretty sure. I'm going to go with the red coat.
Correct.
Okay.
And it was a leather jacket and a red coat.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Next thing.
In the Friends episode, the one...
Sorry.
You like Friends?
What's I love Friends.
On? Oh, great.
The one where they pivot. If you don't know, every first episode is called Pivot.
Period.
Or Pilot.
Oh, yeah. I think that's with every show, though.
Yeah. Okay. Continue. Continue back.
Excuse me. Hold up. Wait a minute. Okay. I'm alive. In the Friends episode, the one with the Halloween party, what does Phoebe dress up as? A. A cat. B. A Supergirl. Or C. A bunny.
I'm going to say a cat. Was it a Supergirl?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Next up. Are you marking the ones that you're doing? We're going to have to go in back after this and remark the ones that we did.
Oopsie-daisy.
It's okay. So we know what to do in case we need an episode.
Facts. Who stars in the Pretty Little Liars reboot Original Sin?
Oh, I've never watched this.
I've only watched a few episodes and I didn't really like it. I couldn't get into it.
Give me my options.
Sorry to the Pretty Little Liars.
Give me my money, but give me my options.
Okay. Selena Gomez, Bailey Madison, Maya Mitchell.
I'm going to go with Selena Gomez.
Wrong.
Maya Mitchell.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Bailey Madison.
Okay. Well, we're going to do one more of these, and then we're going to do our rock, paper, scissors.
Okay. Okay. Which celebrity is known for throwing extravagant Halloween parties?
Ooh.
A. Heidi Klum. B. Megan Fox. Or C. Paris Hilton.
Heidi Klum.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, that's the way to end the episode. Yeah. So, Tanner, you are going to have which one, Ghostbusters or Thriller?
I'm going to have Ghostbusters.
Okay, and I'm going to have Thriller. So, best out of three wins.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, I got 1 point.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
He's got 1 point.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
It's Ghostbusters!
So we're going to end the episode off by... Did we wake him up? He just jumped up out of nowhere after he said Ghostbusters. Oops. But we're going to end the episode off with...
Ghostbusters.
And, yeah. So it's been Bryce.
And Tanner.
On our show, the BNC True Crime Show, on WBDG 90.9, your station for variety. And if you need advice on who to remember... I put the wrong song in. Okay, so we're playing Ghostbusters.
Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was really fun.
And we have more episodes playing like this, so yeah. Don't you worry. But if you need someone to call, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Indies Radio Spectrum. Giant 90.9.